KRWG News is interviewing candidates running in New Mexico's contested primary races. Today, we are speaking with Kimberly Skaggs. She is a Republican candidate running for the District 36 State Senate seat in New Mexico. Kimberly, thank you for joining us. Why are you seeking the State Senate seat?
Good afternoon, Anthony. Thank you so much. First and foremost, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I am running because I truly believe that I can make a difference. I am an excellent communicator, and I believe it's very important to communicate not only with the other legislators, but more importantly, communication number one starts with listening, and it's my job to listen to my constituents.
Obviously, COVID-19 and the pandemic has impacted all of our lives, not only across the globe, but here in New Mexico. What do you feel are the most pressing issues facing your district and the state of New Mexico?
Good question. So what COVID has done, COVID-19, is it has forced us to, it has shown a spotlight on all of our weaknesses. Anything that we in New Mexico or down in District 36, and I don't know if you know the diversity in District 36, we run from the very north boundary of Doñana County all the way down into the heart of Las Cruces on the west side of I-25. So that's a pretty diverse group of constituents, including myself. We have everything from agricultural to business owners to our workers to students, lifelong residents, short-term residents. And what it has done is it has turned that spotlight on to the fact that before COVID and now especially after COVID, our economy is a disaster. We absolutely have to take steps to attract long-term business that will create long-term, consistent, stable jobs for our residents. That's the biggest thing. That's the most glaring spotlight. I'm calling it a spotlight. Secondarily, our education. It's pretty difficult to watch right now. From what I understand, it looks like that school is not going to go back in session in the fall, in person, physically. So it looks like our kids are going to have to get their education through online. And I'm not sure that our current system is set up to deliver a quality education in that manner.
Okay, now you mentioned economic and education as some major issues that you feel your district is facing and the state. So if elected, how do you feel you can address these issues with legislation?
So there's two ways to look at when you say address these with legislature. Whether you're introducing legislature or reviewing legislature to determine how you're going to vote and how you're going to present that information to your constituents. So we go back to the listening word, so that I can listen correctly and take into account what my constituents want when I'm dealing with those situations. So whether it be introducing legislation, me personally, I believe that we need more incentives to bring quality companies into the state in conjunction with rewriting the New Mexico Gross Receipts Tax Code and converting that to a true sales and use tax code. Those are the two ways that I would either entertain voting to bring better quality business into the state.
Now, I want to talk about an issue that happened recently, and that was the New Mexico Supreme Court dismissing an emergency petition by the New Mexico Secretary of State and other county clerks to conduct the primary election by using mostly a mail-in ballot. Now, the Supreme Court dismissed that petition and ordered that applications for absentee ballots be mailed to voters. How do you feel about that decision by the Supreme Court?
I actually watched those hearings And I was absolutely impressed in which the manner all of the justices listened to all of the arguments, both sides, and both sides did bring arguments to the table. Those justices sat there on that bench, listened to every valid argument, whether I think it's valid or you do, doesn't matter. Listened to all of those arguments, followed statute, followed our Constitution, made their ruling. My opinion is they did exactly what they were elected and appointed to do.
I want to talk about how this pandemic has impacted your campaign. Can you share with us how the COVID-19 pandemic has done that, if it has?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when I declared to run early March, the intention was to immediately go to work, meet people face-to-face, knock on doors, and I go back to the listening word. Go meet people, listen, ask the questions, and listen to their opinions, answers, needs, and wants. Okay? So immediately that became impossible, so that was difficult. So the big impact has been, rather than being able to go and visit face-to-face so that we can look each other in the eye, we've been forced to use digital media, advertising, and billboards, signage to get the message across. Secondarily, me and the team, we've made over 5,000 direct phone calls. I have had some amazing conversations with constituents, and I have learned a lot, and I have been given a lot of tasks to look into, which I am working on currently.
Kimberly Skaggs is a Republican candidate running for the District 36 State Senate seat in New Mexico. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.